from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and a feature on a mini art festival in Pittsburgh. But first, students and adults share thoughts about Propel Northside's new Community Wellness Center during its grand opening celebration on September 13th.
My name is Amir, I'm 13, and I go to Propel Northside.
My name is Carrie Barman, and I am the site coordinator for the Propel Northside Community Wellness Center.
My name is Danielle Parson. I'm the Senior Director of Community Affairs at Propel Schools.
My name is Gabby. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Propel Northside.
My name is Julian. I'm 13, and I go to Propel Northside.
We are here for the grand opening for the school's wellness center.
Today is a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Propel Northside Community Wellness Center in partnership with UPMC.
Propel Northside is our first community center, and we hope to open more as time goes on.
We're introducing everybody to our school's wellness center. It has a lot of things that people need, like clothes, food, doctors, a lot of that stuff.
So the food pantry is for the kids in our school and families out in the community so they can have stuff to eat.
Today we open up all of our services, so we have everything from Zumba to yoga, medical facilities. We have sports physicals going on today for our students.
My name is Zaire, and I'm 15. I just came to get my physical today. I like it, instead of having to worry about it outside of school. Glad the school helps us.
The services and programs that we're bringing to the community center are available to our students and staff, but they're also available to our families and the community at large on the north side.
We serve 400 students every day at Propel Northside, but that support goes further than the classroom. We keep them safe when they're here with us, but we want to do our part to make sure that once they leave our doors, that they have what they need out there as well. We want to make sure that all the neighbors of the school, whether they have students here or not, are healthy and receiving the medical services that they need. That's the reason why UPMC coming on board was extremely crucial for this partnership.
I'm Jackie Weaver-Agostoni, and I am the program director of UPMC Shadyside Family Medicine Residency. It'll be a really great symbiotic relationship to have the connection between the wellness center and the students and their families and the staff, and we really hope to bring a service that hasn't already been going on. We'll basically be able to do immunizations. We're going to work on getting lab services here, so we'll be able to do point-of-care testing. And eventually, down the line, be able to provide actually women's health care, pap smears, all sorts of things to keep people well as if they're ill. We hope to take care of the whole community and all of their problems.
And that is our goal, be open to all of our community members and to make Propel Northside a very friendly place that our families want to come to and that the Northside community feels comfortable coming to.
Now, Elmira Hope, a Moshannon Valley High School student, shares her song, Thistles and Weeds.
Growing is
Our last segment features youth and adults from Pittsburgh taking part in a pop-up mini arts festival held in Homewood. Hear about thoughts on the event and on positive racial identity.
Pride Pop-Up Arts Festival.
Pride Pop-Up Arts Festival.
This is the Pride Pop-Up Arts Festival at the Homewood Brushtown YMCA.
I like this festival. This festival makes me happy because it's fun. I made bubbles.
I made a shaker.
It's very artsy and cultural.
I'm making a necklace.
Helping younger kids to learn about their roots and learning about where they came from and then learning a lot about the culture within Africa itself. Like where some of these more traditional types of outfits and jewelry and things like that come from. So it's a learning experience and it's an arts and crafts experience at the same time.
So I came out today to expose my children to their heritage because we live in a predominantly white neighborhood, so my husband and I really want them to know their African roots and be around other people that look like them.
This festival makes me feel appreciated and it makes me feel proud of who I am and where I come from.
It's important, you know, when we talk about a city like Pittsburgh that is so racially divided as far as socioeconomic status, as far as where people live, that we have spaces like this where kids of color, specifically black kids, can come and celebrate who they are.
There's good diversity. There's different kinds of people. Everybody comes with their own story, and everybody has a story to tell in some kind of way.
No matter what society says to us, that we embrace our blackness, and that black is beautiful, and you just don't hear it enough. You can't hear it enough. And just because you are pro-black doesn't mean you're anti-anything else.
I think the learning opportunities here for the children today is that it's okay to look like you and not by what the media or the TV screens say you should look like.
It's definitely important as a black woman for my little girls to see other people that have kinky hair, whether you call it kinky or nappy. It helps to build their self-confidence when they see other people that look like them, that are gorgeous, and they're able to interact with them.
The University of Pittsburgh Office of Child Development directed the event under its program area for Positive Racial Identity Development in Early Education, also known as PRIDE. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.